Now we bring to these microphones a longtime friend. I say long time, a couple of years, but it seems like we've known each other forever, the way we hem and haw together. I tell you the truth, when I had the opportunity to meet a young man who was reaching out to the world to change their world view to a biblical understanding of what's happening in our world today, it just thrilled my heart. And he was kind of thrilled because a longtime dear friend and counselor of him had just gone to be with the Lord, Ron Carlson. And another old grayhead came along, and so we've formed a great relationship and a friendship and a partnership in ministry as well. I'm talking about Brandon House. He heads up an organization entitled Worldview Weekend. He started holding weekend conferences a number of years ago, and I can remember, Brandon, one time we were driving through the Dakotas, North and South Dakota, headed into Canada. And I heard about your conference going on up there in that part of the world. I said, wow, I should be a part of that. Well, I am a part of it now, and we're thrilled with that relationship. Brandon and I do a program together. He has a national radio broadcast that's heard 5 days a week. And on Friday, he always kindly invites me to join him to give him a Middle East news update. And then we open the lines up for prophecy Q&A as well. Have a great time together. But Brandon, what I wanted to talk about, we had a conversation the other evening about a program you did this last week, talking about youth groups, talking about training young people in their teens, especially before they go off to college, before they leave home. I really am not so interested in the debate whether there should be church youth groups or there should not be church youth groups and families should all worship together in every service of a church. That's another bait for another time. What I want to talk about, though, I'm sure you're an expert on because you have been holding these conferences all across America, and I can testify to the fact in many of these conferences, even your big conference down in Branson every April, a number of teenagers are come, Bible in hand, notebook in hand. They're taking notes. They're studying. All the adults are there as well. But we, all of the speakers that you bring to these conferences, are trying to communicate to the young people as well as the older people. Now, I know you're going to do something in January. We'll get back to that in just a moment. But let me ask you, from your experience, and I know you have other seminars, do you think that we ought to be taking young people, I'm talking about teenagers, 12 to 19 years of age, should we start teaching them the Word of God? Should we start teaching them how to have a worldview at their age?
Absolutely. They should be starting in when they're in early elementary school. One of the things that concerns me the most is that I see churches building $10 million buildings, but they don't have any systematic biblical curriculum for kindergarten through 12th grade. And so even at the very earliest of age, we should be teaching these kids the very basics of, in the beginning, God created, and why was there a worldwide flood? And teaching about God's judgment of the world, you know, so many times we teach the story of Noah, we make it all about Noah and the ark and the animals and all the little, you know, little figurines you'll see that they'll have of the ark and all the animals and the giraffe sticking its head out of the ark. And we make it all about that, and we miss the point that the ark is a symbol of Jesus Christ, and the wrath of God came down on the earth, and those eight people, Noah and his family, were saved in that ark. Today, the ark is Jesus Christ that saved us from the wrath of God to come. So we could be teaching biblical concepts at the very earliest of age, but sadly, we're teaching Bible stories, not biblical principles. But again, we look at these churches. Many of them have huge buildings, beautiful buildings, but they don't have any systematic plan for kindergarten through 12th grade. And it must begin very, very early. And that's one of our concerns of why we see so many young people today walking away from the church. And the studies are showing that they're walking away. And I think one reason they're walking away, there's a couple reasons, but one reason is that the church is not answering a lot of their questions. I received an email from a dad not too long ago who said that his 19-year-old son, he said, Dad, I'm done with church. I'm done. And the dad said, why? He said, because I have questions. I want to know, how old is the earth? How many years? Is it billions of years? Or is it 10,000 years? How do we see stars in an old universe? This earth is many, many years old. How do we see these light from these distant stars? All kinds of questions he had. But he said, no one at church has an answer. He said, when I go to school, I ask these questions, and they have answers. But the things they're saying don't seem to line up with what I understand the Bible to say. And so if the church cannot answer my questions, I'm done. And the dad said, I want you to do me a favor. Don't walk away from church just yet. He said, I just found out about a conference known as a World Weekend that's coming to town. And you just mentioned Jimmy, my friend, Ron Carlson, who went to be with the Lord. And Ron and I were going to be in this part of the country speaking. And the dad said, if you'll go with me, I'll take you. We'll go together. Because the dad said, you know what, son, I should be able to answer these questions for you, and I can't. So they went to the conference. The man brought his other son with him and a couple other friends. And Ron Carlson was explaining how old the Earth is, how there's not one transitional fossil, not one, showing a species going from one into another. There's not one, and yet the schools will tell you there are millions and billions of these transitional fossils that will show a fish changing into a bird. But there's not one, not one. He began to explain all the evidence for how we know God created. And this young man said to his dad, this is exactly what I've been looking for. And that dad emailed me just a few months ago. He'd waited all these years to email me. He said that my son is still walking with the Lord. That evening is exactly what he needed. He now has an organization that's giving him the answers. And he said, and I am taking your online training institute right now. And when I'm done, I will receive your curriculum. And I'm going to start teaching a biblical worldview course in our church.
Oh,
see,
wow.
That is why we have to be doing what we do. And that's why in January you'll be with us and these other speakers will be with us, really just trying to show these kids that we care about them, we love them, we want to equip them, we want to answer their questions, and we want to have them not only to have a chance to hear you speak and the other speakers speak up front on the platform, then the opportunity to walk right up to you and engage you in a conversation face-to-face. And this is what young people are wanting to do. And the sad thing is the churches think they have to somehow dumb it down to these kids. You know, these kids are learning biology, they're learning chemistry, they're learning algebra, geometry, very tough courses. They're learning languages in school. And yet when we get them to church, we treat them like they're idiots, and we dumb it down for them. It's insulting to them. Many of them are tired of it, and they're walking away.
Let me ask you to do me a real quick favor. Our time is running short here, but define worldview and why it's essential for the children, for the teens, and for the adults.
Well, a worldview is the lens or glasses from which you look at the world. Everybody has one. There are basically six major worldviews. There are more than six, but there are basically six major worldviews that rule the world. Secular humanism, New Age, biblical Christianity, postmodernism, Islam, and communism. These are your six dominant worldviews. And so if you can apply your worldview to the area of law, science, history, theology, the list goes on about 10 of these disciplines, then you've got yourself a worldview. That's what we talk about. What are the different worldviews? Why is the biblical worldview the superior worldview, the only true worldview of all of them? Why is biblical Christianity the only way, truth? But Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Why is Christianity true? Because thy word is true. He who sent me is true. This is what the Bible says. Christianity is not based on a what. Christianity is based on a who. It all revolves around the person of Jesus Christ in the gospel and the inerrancy of Scripture, the authority of Scripture, the sufficiency of Scripture. And that, you see, that's what we're not doing today. We're not teaching young people the sufficiency of Scripture, that the word of God will equip you for every good work.
Wow. That is fantastic. By the way, folks, you may want to re-listen to this conversation and get those six different worldviews. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and you can re-listen to this conversation that I'm having with Brandon House, the head of, the leader of, the director, whatever you want to call him. He has a ministry, Worldview Weekend, and you need to be involved in it. Now, Brandon, just before we let you go, talk to me again very quickly about this situation going on January there in Memphis, Tennessee, and about how that plays into helping build into young people a worldview.
Well, it's January 2nd through the 4th, and it's a free conference. Normally, we would charge about $99 for this per person, and we're making it free. We're bringing you in, and we're bringing in Jason Carlson and Jared Carlson and Jesse Johnson, Usama Dakdak. We're bringing in all these speakers, Michael Frischert, who was raised behind the Berlin Wall, he and his sister were the only Christians in their school. They're the only students in their school not to belong to the Communist Party. I mean, talk about standing alone. And we're bringing in speakers to speak on the issues that these young people are facing, things like Christianity versus all these other worldviews, evolution versus creation, why social justice is not biblical. That's the big call today, for the church to be involved in social justice. That's nothing more than socialism. So the issues are Islam, with Usama Dagdag, who was born and raised in Egypt. We're going to be addressing the major issues of the day from the Word of God. We're going to have outlines for them, worksheets for them. We're going to give them some free books and resources to take home with them. I mean, this is just saying, hey, kids, young people, young adults, that's what you are. You're young adults. We're going to treat you like young adults because we want to equip you guys to be the leaders of the church, because it's not too many years from now, you'll be the deacons and the elders and the Sunday school teachers and the youth directors and the pastors and the associate pastors and the moms and the dads. We want to equip you to be able to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. We hope you'll join us, centrally located here in Memphis, Tennessee. All the details are at contend2014.com, contend and then 2014.com, contend2014.com. It's free, but they need to register so that we can prepare for them to be here, have a place for them, their outline, their workbook, and the free resources we're going to have for them as a gift. So we're really challenging Dr. DeYoung, adults, this together. Where sadly many of the churches today will not bring a group. It's just not the kind of conferences they take young people to anymore. So we're telling the adults, you need to sponsor a group. A couple in Iowa just emailed me. They're renting a van. They're bringing 11 college students with them. And the adults are upset. They said, we're using our Christmas money to pay for renting the van and then renting 3 hotel rooms for these 11 college students. It's the adults that are going to have to do this. Sadly, we have found, Dr. DeYoung, we have to increasingly go around the churches to do these kind of things because they don't want to bring kids to something where they actually treat them like adults. They have to bring in the latest rock group and this and that to try to attract the kids. We're not doing that. We're going to treat them like they are young adults. So we need the moms and dads, the adults listening right now to say, I will use this as a ministry opportunity. I'll organize a group. I'll bring them. So all the details are for them at contend2014.com. But if this is not packed out, it's only because Christian adults have not taken the leadership opportunity. We've done the work, we're bringing in the speakers, and we're making it free. Now we need Christian adults to do their part.
Brandon House, head of WorldviewWeekend.com, talking about the great conference that's going to take place in Memphis in January of 2014. Brandon, thank you so very much. Looking forward to being there and partnering in ministry again. And on Fridays, we'll be along with you there on Worldview Weekend Radio. Thank you, my good friend.
Thank you, Dr. DeYoung.